Testing 1, 2, looks like it's on. Somebody calling in?
No, it was me testing. I've got two different.
Cool. Well, now we had our new intro. That's our new introductory music.
Are you recording?
Yes, the recorder's on. Okay. Anyway, see, it's 6:04, and we are going to call the special meeting of the Naco Sanitary District to order on January 20th, 2021. Been a while. Roll call. Robert Orlowski has an excused absence. Charles Bainey.
Here.
Andy Foster.
Here.
Stephen Day here. All members are present. If everybody's read the minutes. They all look to be fine to me. I move that we accept the minutes from the last meeting of September 9th of 2021 as good and accepted.
I second that.
All in favor of accepting the minutes as written, say aye.
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 Aye. Nobody. That was all three. Motion passes unanimously by all present members. Then we're going on to new business. I've got to sign this. Now we're on to new business. Okay. So lots gone on since September. We kind of discussed this Ripple thing before. We've kind of gone around and
talked to people. Explain what the Ripple thing is for the record.
Well, actually, we need to replace our inflow meter. The old one broke. And it is obsolete. There are no replacement parts. It has to be replaced along with the environmental containment cabinet and all those types of things. We reached out, basically the only company that does this sort of thing in entirety for everything that we needed was a company called Ripple. It's used by the Bisbee and several other people in the state. We looked at other avenues, but there just really wasn't one company that did everything. Either, you know, get all the equipment and everything, put it together, program it, and get it and set up an operating system. Everybody else was, we'd have to buy, you know, get two or three different groups or organizations and or contractors to do each separate section separately, and we didn't want to have to do that. They got a final contract on it. The final contract is, well, just say it's about $50 less than $20,000 for the total. That's parts and labor installation of the system, which includes the inflow meter, the sensor that gives it the data, a solar backup system with a battery in case of power outages, and a wireless information gathering system so nobody has to go out to the plant to actually get the information, and it can be constantly monitored in real time online. All of those things are necessary upgrades for modernization of our system. The price of that, like I said, was like $19,800. A little bit more, it's just shy of $20,000. Nobody else could even give us a quote, so.
That'll come from the reserve account?
And yeah, most of that, the probably about $13,500 of that will come out of the reserve account, and the rest will come out of the general account. And yeah, we've got more than enough money to cover it, so that's okay. Thank goodness for that.
And so, I might add that.
Go ahead.
ADEQ requires it, so we really don't have a choice in the matter.
We don't have a choice. We have to have it.
Well, this setup will be so we can use it for children to teach them what's going on.
No, that's just for a flow meter.
It's just for the flow meter.
It's for our aquifer protection permit.
I mean, the system we're getting is expandable so that we can add stuff as needed. The environmental container, the i.e. the large box that it goes in that sits outside storage cabinet, is large enough to add more software equipment, batteries, solar stuff to. It's a completely environmentally secure system too. It's made out of stainless steel. It's got, you know, it's hermetically sealed. Nothing can get into it, not even little critters. It's completely sealed from the environment.
So, if we approve this, do we have a timeline for installation?
Right now, it's basically the company Ripple is waiting for one more part. They've got everything else is available, but there's one piece that's missing that they can't get right away. But hopefully this month or next.
Well, I make a motion to approve the quote as is, without any modifications.
Yeah.
I second that motion. All in favor of entering into a contract with Ripple LLC for just shy of $20,000 for installation of a modern inflow meter and all of the required equipment?
I believe that's a pretty good deal. So.
Say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously by all members present.
Very good.
Our CPA has told, on to the next thing. The CPA has told us that it would be really, really good to have a payroll account that we can do computer-generated checks out of, just save time, energy, and money doing payroll, paying things. I totally agreed with her. We've gone down and talked to the bank, me and Mr. Bainey, and her went down to the bank, discussed that with them. There is an account we can get into for that purpose.
And that's National Bank.
And that's National Bank. It's a business account for... if we maintain a minimum of $500, there won't be any fees for that. And that will just take the work off the CPA. That basically you program everything in, it automatically prints the checks on the first of the month or whatever day you set it for whatever. And, you know, and then we can pay all of those other bills out of it directly that way. And everything will be computerized and entered and be automatically entered into our QuickBooks accounting. It takes the problem off of it. In discussing it with them, we need to approve signers. So this is part of that discussion. So, my idea, unless anybody's got a better one, is that we just maintain it like we do with the other accounts, is that the chair, the vice chair, and the CPA are the three people that sign, have the, that would be Charles Bainey, Steve Day, myself, and Monica Patience would be the three signers on the account for now. And then it requires two of those signatures on any check. So.
Any questions?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we approve opening an account with National Bank.
I second the motion that we open the account with National Bank to include basically the discussion, as per the discussion with the particulars, the three signers as remain the same as they do on our other accounts. So all in favor of opening a bank accounts payable account at or payroll account, either one, is what they're called, at National Bank of Oregon with Charles Bainey, Stephen Day, and Monica Patience as the initial signers.
National Bank of Arizona.
National Bank of Arizona. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes unanimously by all present members. Next thing. Do we need credit?
I say we need a line of credit just in case there's an unforeseen contingency.
I know that towards the end of a budget year, that if you're getting it towards the end of your budget amounts and you can't write, like in the last month, you can't write checks. It's actually written out in the handbook that they suggest that you put the things on a credit card and then you can pay for them in the next budget year. That's kind of how you handle that.
I make a motion that when feasible, we open up a line of credit with National Bank on our...
We keep getting offers. We keep getting offers in the mail.
Okay.
From different, like Capital One sends business cards and stuff. So I mean, but we should actually. I make a motion that we just seek
credit.
Credit.
Maybe other companies like.
Yeah, just somewhere locally.
You know. Yeah.
That would be Monica's.
Yep.
Job.
Yeah, but right now we just say yes. So the question would be,
should we approve a line of credit for NSD?
Well, we're not actually approving a line of credit yet.
No,
that's
seeking one.
Yeah. I don't think we need a motion. Just trying to figure out how to word that. So to make a motion.
All in favor of applying for lines of credit.
To apply for lines of credit. That's it.
The motion is that before us, whether NSD should apply for lines of credit.
Yeah, I second that motion. All in favor of NSD seeking lines of credit with a... once we get one, we have to approve it after we kind of get it. I mean, that's the kind of thing. We're just out looking for it right now. I think it's a good idea to look for a line of credit, and we should just let it sit there. We don't really need to move on it or act on it.
Motion, yeah.
We're discussing it right now. We don't really need to approve it. Because we have to approve the specific line of credit we're applying for once we get it. Then we have to... Like, we go out and seek it. So we'll table this till the next time. We'll go out and talk to people. Basically, anybody wants to go out, we'll apply for lines of credit, talk to people about it, and then come back at a future meeting with the options we have with the credit and figure out which one we want.
I make a motion that we table discussion and possible approval of the line of credit until next meeting.
For more information. Really need to move on that. Yes.
We need to
second that motion. All in favor of tabling this until next meeting, so we can get some more information about, you know, what types of credit we can apply for. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously by all members present. We need this one too, which is a merchant account. And in order for people to be able to pay by credit card, by phone, or pay through the website, or pay online, or any way other than sending us a check, we need to get a merchant's account, like a credit card account that's attached to the thing account. So, basically...
And our bank manager said he will pursue that on our approval.
Yeah, that way we can accept credit cards and everything like that. National Bank has merchant services, I think, available.
Right.
From discussions I've had with people, some of them don't do government. Some of them do. Depends on which one. I think most of the local ones, I'm pretty sure we can find one. I'm sure National Bank has one we can use.
Well, I make a motion that we approve obtaining a merchant account for online customer payments and direct deposits.
Yeah, for credit card, online, and direct deposits, yes. I second that motion. All in favor of obtaining a merchant account for credit card, online, and direct deposit payments, say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Has anybody called in?
No one.
Okay, so there's no public discussion. Anybody else got anything to say?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
What about...
It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, if it's not on the agenda, we can't talk. We can have another meeting about that.
We can have a special meeting.
Okay, well, I make a comment. We do have someone who is interested, just for everybody, we have someone who is interested in being a member of the board. They're submitting paperwork now, and we're going to have a special meeting in the future with that on the agenda. Anybody who has any good ideas for agenda meetings, please let me know or refer to the next meeting. Unless it's a special meeting, it'll be hopefully the first Tuesday of next month. It'll probably be a Skype meeting like this one, because we are having issues trying to seek a place to actually have regular meetings in public, but with the COVID thing going on right now, this is probably the best avenue. So.
Or maybe we could have them out at the plant.
If necessary.
Yeah, we can worry about that. And that's just a comment. That's probably something, that's something for a future agenda, what to do about that.
Yeah, it's not on the agenda, so it's not... make a motion that we adjourn.
I second the motion that we adjourn. All in favor of adjourning the meeting, say aye.